a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
All right. Welcome to your State Affairs Committee. As some of you may know, we have quite a, we have some old members coming back. We have some new members as well. So looking forward to a great year, and I think we'll, we got some ground to cover this year, so it's going to be a fun year. Welcome to all those listening on the internet. Make sure you have your cell phones off or in a silent mode. And with that, Madam Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Senators Hollein,
present.
Hunhoff,
here.
Lederman,
here.
Otten,
here.
Soholt,
here.
Solano, Sutton,
here.
Brown,
here.
Rave.
Here.
Well, Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We do not have any minutes since this is our first meeting of the year. All those that are going to testify, make sure that you please sign in at the back on the podium and make sure that you have your lobbying badge on. If you have any handouts, we will have our pages hand those out. And actually, when she's done there, I'm going to, do we only have one page? Are you the only page today? Why don't you please come up here and introduce yourself, tell us where you're from and where you go to school, please.
This week will be Davis Michelson, editor of Pro Farmers Inputs to monitor all types of things we can talk about. Some food issues, Chipotle with pulling pork from some restaurants, egg prices out in California.
Well, probably just go out there, Savannah, yeah.
We have some lawsuits to keep an eye on, trade.
Okay.
Of course, the ongoing battle between the White House and Congress, all kinds of things we'll be talking about. And if you want to join that conversation, you can also call in at 855-482-5522.
Awesome. So you go to Platt High School then? Platt Geddes. All right. Good. What are you going to study next year? What are you going to do next year?
Clinton Griffiths. Clinton, I just saw we're...
Well, we won't hold that against you, but that's okay. Dr. Warner's happy anyway, so... He doesn't have a favorite.
Right.
Just for the clarification of the committee and those testifying today, I won't do this every week, but we will, just some rules of the committee, just like we basically do the floor, we'll run, we'll have the bill, and then we'll do all proponents, then we'll do all opponents, and then we will close testimony, we'll go to questions, and we'll only do questions during that period, and then we will draw the line and open for discussion and or action, and we'll do that on every bill. So, just so everybody knows kind of how we're going to flow the committee. And I guess with that, we will open up the hearing on Senate Bill 23. Are there any proponents for Senate Bill 23?
Are you melting that snow?
Dr. Warner's coming to the stand. Boy, first day, start out with the big gun.
It's not completely melted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, you're about to get well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Jack Warner, Executive Director for the South Dakota Board of Regents. We certainly appreciate that we're the first bill up in the first committee session for this committee. So I'll try to get the rust off myself and adhere to all our time-honored protocols. Senate Bill 23 is an act to revise provisions regarding the ownership and management of the South Dakota Art Museum. What this essentially does is brings up to date matters in statute to conform with what has been in practice since 1970, in essence, when the museum was formed and located on the SDSU campus. So it corrects the name in statute, for one thing, reflecting the name used by the Art Museum, clarifies the responsibilities of SDSU and the Board of Regents with regard to its operations, facilities, and holding. It also honors the original committee, South Dakota Federation of Women's Clubs, who made the initial donations and the decision to locate the Art Museum in Brookings in the first place, back in 1955, I believe, was the time when they made that decision. The Art Museum is a state museum. It houses art, sculptures, etchings, and other important cultural items belonging to the state of South Dakota and SDSU, or selected by the women's clubs to serve as an inspiration to the citizens of South Dakota. It is accredited by the American Alliance of Museums. Accreditation is something we value in higher education. Our institutions are all accredited by a regional accreditor, and we like to make sure that programs that are offered within the university system are also accredited by programmatic accreditors, because that's a sign of quality assurance. And so the fact that the museum is accredited by the appropriate accreditor is important to us. It is currently operated as a department of SDSU. So what's behind this? The proposed statutory amendments will align the statutory framework with the way things actually have been working for quite a few years. Why is this being proposed? Well, the trigger was 2 years ago, SDSU began the process of reaccrediting the Art Museum. During this process, the accrediting entity, as they often do, requested clarity about the governance structure of the Art Museum and asked for clarity. And when the statute was reviewed in conjunction with that, it was clear that there were ambiguities that needed to be cleared up. The university implemented some interim measures to align the Art Museum with those accreditation standards and subsequently did receive reaccreditation from the American Alliance of Museums in October of 2014. But during this process, SDSU evaluated the related overall operations, the governance, and its expenditures for the Art Museum and determined the statute required amendment to correctly identify how the museum is actually operated. SDSU also determined the statute required amendments to correctly identify the name of the South Dakota Art Museum. The Art Museum currently resides in facilities provided and located on the SDSU campus. The fund sources that are used to pay for the museum and its holdings in they are reflected in South Dakota State University's financial statements as a component unit of the university, and the funding comes from a combination of state general funds, the university support fee, revenue-generating activities, federal and state grants, and charitable contributions. The charitable contributions are made for the benefit of the Art Museum, received and managed through the SDSU Foundation, which again is a 501c3 designed to support the operations of the university. So that's how the charitable money is tracked through from the foundation to the museum. So I would urge your support and passage of Senate Bill 23, and I'll stand by later for questions that you might have.
Thank you, Dr. Warner. Before I take further proponents, I am going to apologize to the Deputy Secretary of State. I'm going to draw the line today after Senate Bill 35. The Secretary of State was unavoidably detained and could not be here, and she wished to actually testify on 67. So we will take Senate Bill 67 on Wednesday, next Wednesday. With that, any further proponents on Senate Bill 23? Any further proponents?
Mr. Chairman, my name is Lynn Vershoor, and I'm the director of the South Dakota Art Museum.
Good morning.
Good morning. I guess what I would like to add is the accreditation for me is probably the primary reason that we want to get this bill accepted, because clear ownership is very important to us. We want to, you know, the state owns our collections. Initially, when Harvey Dunn gave his collection to the museum or to the university, and so we have been the stewards of that collection ever since. And so we have a wonderful relationship, always have, with the university, and we would like to be able to continue that.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Well, any further proponents on Senate Bill 23? Any further proponents? Last call for proponents, Senate Bill 23. Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 23? Any opponents? Last call for opponents, seeing none. We'll close to proponent testimony, open for any questions. Any questions of the committee? Senator Brown.
I have a question for Lynn.
Mr. Mr. Chairman?
Please. Okay. Lynn, I guess I'm just more of a curiosity question. To what extent is the South Dakota Federation of Women's Clubs still active? Are they an active entity, or is that no longer functioning?
No, they aren't, and we're working with them to dissolve that language in their April meeting. But they haven't been involved. They raised money annually and set up an education endowment, and then that was sort of the last that we've worked with them.
A follow-on question.
Please,
what and when would have that occurred? Approximately what time?
It would have been about 10 years ago.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any further questions? Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This would just be a follow-up to Senator Brown's question then. So do you see then coming forward down the road in adjusting this federation language, like does it need to stay intact right now as you're negotiating that ending?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to understand in cleaning up the language and keeping that federation language in there.
It's what we are going to do at the April meeting is present, you know, the bill to them and sort of have them, I mean, be clear that they are really no longer involved, and then hopefully that language.
I think we're throwing out a lifeline. Please identify yourself and go ahead, and if you want to answer the question, go ahead.
Okay, I think I understood the question.
Is your mic on, sir? I don't think. Is your microphone on? I don't think it is.
I'm Wesley Cheddar. I'm Chief Financial Officer at South Dakota State University, of which the museum is an integral part of our financial things. And if you would just clarify your question, I'm sorry.
Senator Soholt.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I was just, you know, if the South Dakota Federation of Women's Clubs is no longer a really viable entity, what I'm starting to hear is that you haven't worked with them yet to bring an ending to their relationship with the museum and the accountability so that we could expect perhaps in the future another bill to clean up that language?
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, I would say that any future legislation would go through the museum where they have the relationship and the university in terms of clarifying their role. If it came to financial matters, their venue would be directly to the university through the SDSU Foundation as a 413B. I think that's how the fiscal relationship, the appropriation. There's an state appropriation, and then gifts and museum sales that are an integral part of their budget, and any gifts that come from a private sector go through the SDSU mm-hmm. Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Senator Soholt, a follow-up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Maybe I'll just try to be a little more plain because I think how I stated that was not helpful. I apologize for that. My understanding from Senator Brown's question was that the South Dakota Federation of Women's Clubs is not really an active entity anymore. So I'm curious at this time why that would still, if you're cleaning up the statute, sorting out accountability, clarifying ownership, why they are still even, you would even want them listed in this statute. Is that because you haven't negotiated with that group
okay.
the final ending?
Mr. Chatter.
Mr. Chair, you know, I would say to make sure there aren't any ambiguities in the future mm-hmm. and that they're acknowledged, because the root of this here was their raising funds back when I was a student to have a place, a home for the collection. So I don't envision that to be an adversarial situation. I'm not sure Director Rocher deals with them, any dealings they are, but they're essentially non-existent. But if they do come back, I'm trying to answer your intent here. If they do come back, they would come back as wanting a relationship that would be non-adversarial.
Okay, thank you. Senator, Senator Hunhoff, or, go ahead.
It's not related to that if you want to keep
going. Let's finish this line. Senator Brown.
So I want to be absolutely clear, because the last thing I hate going down a direction and then not understanding. I guess originally my question was whether this Federation of Women's Clubs is a viable entity, period, not whether they're viable in terms of their relationship with the museum, but is there an actual organization that has members and is still a viable entity.
Okay.
So do they exist?
today. Lynn, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
And yes.
Okay, then may I...
Please.
So maybe I misheard this, but it sounds like the Federation of Women's Clubs may not even be aware of this bill because you didn't plan on discussing this with them until April?
Mr. Chairman?
Lynn?
No, we have discussed it with them, and they have their annual meeting in April, and then they'll vote as an entire body about this, about removing that relationship out of the language. But right now, they haven't approved it. Just the executive team has approved it, so we're waiting for their April meeting for final approval.
One more follow-up, please.
Is the Federation of Women's Clubs supportive, neutral, or in opposition to this bill?
They're fine with it. I mean, the executive committee said absolutely, well, we are happy to be removed. We don't want to be in your building. We have no reason to be in your building. But just because I think, you know, the long relationship that we've had with them, they still are listed. And I think that's what you were asking, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry if I took you on the off-ramp.
No, that's good. Thank you. Just stay there, maybe. Chairman. Senator Hunhoff?
My question is for Dr. Warner.
Oh, I guessed wrong. Dr. Warner.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome.
My question, and it's a fine facility. Anything we can do to strengthen it is very good. I had a chance to go through it. It's an amazing facility. My question is about museums that we also have on campuses in Vermilion and Madison. And I don't think, and I'm glad we have this strong relationship with the Art Museum, and I'm wondering if there's any intended, any plans to somehow change the relationships with the university and those museums. I'm thinking Madison and Vermilion, maybe there's some others.
Dr. Warner?
Mr. Chairman? Yes, Senator, when this issue came up, we have a process of vetting all of the board items that come to the Board of Regents for approval. And when this item came up, I asked the presidents, and that's the kind of the final stage of institution-related vetting for all our policies, whether some of these other museums, and I was also thinking specifically about Vermilion and Madison, needed to be clarified. And the president saw no sense of urgency at this time. Now, that doesn't mean that there may be some tweaks in those relationships to reflect the actual practice that might come forward in the future, but no one saw any urgency about that. I think the urgency about this one stemmed from the accreditors' review. Mm-hmm. Accreditors really do focus on governance and who is responsible for decisions, what's the line of authority, and getting that clarified. So it may be in the future that those other museums will see some updated or corrective language, but not during this session.
Senator Hunhoff.
Just a quick follow-up then. Are those museums also accredited or seeking accreditation? Do you know?
I will have to get that information to you. I don't want to give you a wrong answer about who's accredited. It is generally a priority for us to seek accreditation wherever accreditation is possible because it's a quality standard. But I'll get you that information, Senator.
Thank you.
Okay. Any further questions? All right, seeing none, we'll close questions and open to committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Brown.
I move do pass.
Second.
It's been moved due passed by Senator Brown, seconded by Senator Holeen. Comments on that motion, Senator Brown? No comments. Any other comments on the due pass motion by Senator Brown? Okay. Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll. Once she gets her glasses
Sorry.
On.
Sorry, yes. Senators Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Did Solano come in?
No, he's excused today.
Oh, thank you. Senator Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Passes.
Senate Bill 23, receiving majority vote of the committee, a do pass recommendation to the floor. All right. With that, we will open up testimony on Senate Bill. Who would like to carry that on the floor? Anyone want to volunteer, or should I pick? Senator Hunhoff, you want this one? All right, thank you. With that, we'll open up committee hearing on Senate Bill 35. Senate Bill 35 now open for proponent testimony. They're rushing to the stand.
I thought I was going to have to fight somebody or arm wrestle them. Good morning,
Larry.
Mr. Chairman. Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Larry Zimmerman for South Dakota Department of Veterans Affairs. I am here to ask for your support in Senate Bill 35, an act to repeal certain outdated and unnecessary statutes and rules related to the Department of Veterans Affairs. I have a summary, and I sent all of you an email with my talking points, and then I can go through each section if you'd like, or I can wait for questions on the certain ones. But in a nutshell, most of them are from the 40s and were written, and it's just time to clean that up for the way we operate today.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Further proponents? Any further proponents? Senate Bill 35. Any further proponents? Looks like you may just stay up here, Mr. Secretary. I don't think anybody else is coming. Any further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 35? Any opponents? Last call for opponents. Seeing none, we will close to testimony and open for questions. Any questions of the committee for the Secretary? I guess you didn't need to stay, sir.
Thank you very much, committee, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no questions, we'll close and open for committee discussion and or action. Senator Brown.
Move do pass.
Second.
Move do pass by Senator Brown, second by Senator Solholt. Discussion on that motion. Senator Brown, seeing none. Any other discussion? Okay. Seeing none. Will Secretary please call the roll?
Senators Hollein.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Carries.
Senate Bill 35 moves to the floor with a due pass motion. Any other motion?
Mr. Chair, I move
Senator
consent.
Brown. Motion by Brown to consent, second by Senator Hollein. All those in favor of consent, Senate Bill 35, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 35 goes to the floor, due pass on consent. Well, we are going to draw the line there today, ladies and gentlemen. Any further business needs to become before the committee? All right, seeing none, we will see you all on Wednesday. Have a good weekend. And with that, motion to adjourn. By Solholt, second by Hollein. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.